Welcome back to another verse-by-verse Bible teaching. This ministry is brought to you by the Wash of Word, Hand Car Wash. And by now, you probably know who we are and what we stand for, but I'll just give you the quick rundown. We want to let you know that the Wash of Word exists for the sole purpose of bringing God's Word out into the public ear and to doing so in a very unorthodox manner. And so what we do is we play these messages. They originally air on WMCH, 1260 AM radio, Monday through Friday at 8:30 in the morning. And then we take these five messages and we play them on a loop through a small radio transmitter that transmits about 200 feet into the parking lot. So whenever you're in the area of the Wash and Word, you tune your radio to 107.1 FM. And there you can hear and listen to these verse-by-verse Bible teachings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we do this because we believe that, well, two things. One, that the entire counsel of God's Word needs to be preached. It's the only way we're going to properly be equipped for all that this world is throwing at us. And two, we do it because we also know that that we all need to hear a word from God sometimes. And sometimes we need to hear that word at very odd times of the day. So again, 24 hours a day, you can come by the Wash and Word area, tune to 107.1, and listen to the messages being preached. And since we do it verse by verse, we know these teachings are going to bless you because it's just God's Word going out, and God's Word always accomplishes and blesses. Secondly, before we get into 1 John chapter 4, I would like to invite you out to Abundant Life Fellowship, particularly on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. That's when I teach my verse-by-verse live Bible teachings, and we want to have you come out and take a look at the church, Abundant Life Fellowship. It's at 415 Old Union Road, and we hope to see you there. If you have any questions or you missed any of our sermons, you can get them at the washandword.com website. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. All right, let's get back into the teaching. We're going to begin 1 John chapter 4. And we just completed the first three chapters of 1 John. And again, if you've missed any of those, they're available for free to download or listen to at the washandword.com website. But I'd like to start off tonight or today or this morning or whenever you're listening to this with a saying from a famous theologian, Matthew Mannona. Okay, that's me, but someday I might be famous. Anyway, the quote is this. One of the best ways to make your hearers believe what you are saying or what you are selling is to serve it up hot and smother it in passion. Now, I made up that quote years ago, but it's not really an original quote because truthfully, if you want someone to hear what you're saying, or if you want someone to buy what you're selling, there's nothing better than to serve it up with passion. When people see something in your voice or in your mannerism that you are so adamantly believing, it's infectious, and it's going to create people to, at the very least, want to know what it is you're so fired up about. But before we begin and read verses, to get into chapter 4 here, I'm gonna date some of you, or I'm gonna force you to date yourselves, and ask you the following question. Who out there remembers the show Truth or Consequences? Truth, you remember that one? Yeah, I'm older than you think, but I do remember that show, and it was it aired on the radio at first, and then it made its way to TV, and then Bob Barker from The Price is Right was the one who hosted the show. And if you remember the show, you know, they would get the questions wrong, and then they would have to have a consequence for it. It was a cute little show. But I want to consider the name. The name, Truth or Consequences. You see, with that quote I mentioned before about serving it up with passion, I want you guys to know, whoever's listening, and those of you who know me, know that I have a passion for the Word of God, and not just some of it, for all of it. It is my goal and my desire to get God's entire Word preached and put onto our website, and I believe that we have to do this verse by verse because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to leave anything out. God forbid, literally, that I show up at the judgment seat one day and I've got to explain to God why I left out parts of Deuteronomy or parts of Numbers or why I didn't preach the Song of Solomon at all, for instance. And, you know, God's Word was never meant to be picked apart. It wasn't never meant to be, allow us to pick and choose which parts we listen to, which parts we obey, let alone which parts we preach. So I have a passion, and that is to teach all of God's Word I have a passion to discern truth from error. I have been given a gift of discernment that I can see truth from error. These aren't boasts or brags. This is just me grabbing a hold of what God has given to me, and I appreciate the gifts that God has given me, and I show that appreciation by exercising those gifts. And so teaching is another gift that the Lord has blessed me with. And along with that comes faith and martyrdom. And I honestly believe that if things continue the way they're going, anyone with the gift of faith is probably going to be met with some sort of a martyrdom, whether it be of their lives or some sort of a of persecution. And this is why not only the gift of faith is important, but growing and strengthening our faith through the entire Word of God is so vitally important to the health of the church. Because if we are weak in our faith, we're going to be weak in our fight. And the only way to be strong in our faith is to listen to, preach, study, read, and meditate upon all of God's Word. Then we can be strong in our fight. To be weak in our faith is to be weak in our fight. So we look at this, going back to that show, Truth or Consequences, and we consider the name. I don't think there's been a more pertinent name or time that this refers to than what we have today. Truth or consequences. You know, in the show, it was a choice. But today, that's more of a fact. If you stand for truth, if you preach the truth, if you believe the truth, there are going to be consequences. Now, this isn't going to be a message so much on hearing God's voice, but more on discerning the truth as it pertains to the church. That is, if you go and listen to a preacher, or you go to a church, or hear a message, we need to be asking, is that thing, is that doctrine, is that teaching, even that feeling that I'm getting, is that truth that I'm hearing? Is that godly? Is that of God? Because I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of stuff being filtered through our pulpits that isn't first being filtered through the Lord. And I spent the last four teachings in chapter 3 talking about the Holy Spirit and the release of that Spirit within us. But part of releasing that Spirit is being able to discern truth. Being able to discern what you are listening to, whether it be truth or even half-truth. You know, I'm not saying that there's a lot of false teaching coming forth from our pulpits in the landscape of the evangelical church nationwide. I'm saying that there isn't full truth. There's a lot of half-truth. There's a lot of partial reading going on. This is why we do verse by verse. And remember, friends, a half-truth could also be a half-lie. And so we need to discern the truth. We need to discern by the Holy Spirit what it is we are listening to. And so that voice in your head or that conscience that's bothering you, we have to discern it. And so there is a short seven-part test you can kind of give yourself. And you can ask yourself, is this the voice of God or is it just a feeling that I'm getting? So if you're not sure whether it's the voice of the Holy Spirit or it's just you thinking these thoughts or feeling these feelings, you can ask yourself a few questions and see if they line up. And those seven questions are as follows, and we'll go through them quickly. First, ask yourself, is what I'm hearing, does it agree with the Bible? Quite simple. Is what I'm hearing biblical? Is it in God's Word? Luke 21:33 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So ask yourself, does it agree with the Bible? And then ask yourself, does it make me more like Christ? Is the teaching I'm hearing, if I obey it, is it going to make me more Christ-like? Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thirdly, ask, do fellow believers confirm it? Is it something that more mature and spiritual believers are also in agreement with? Proverbs 19:20 says, "Listen to the counsel and receive instruction so that you may be wise in your later life." Ask yourself, is it consistent with my shape? And by that I mean, is it consistent with who you are and how you're made and what your passion is? Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so if the teaching you're hearing doesn't line up with the gifts and the passion that you have to serve, it's either a false teaching or it's one not meant for you. Fifthly, ask yourself, does it concern me directly? This is a big one, because a lot of us will listen to teaching or listen to preaching, and we're always thinking about somebody else. Oh, I sure wish so-and-so was here to hear this. Well, this is a word so-and-so needs to hear. Some people only hear from God about others, and that's not a good thing. That's not in a good way. I mean, who are we to judge somebody else? Romans 14:4 says, "Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands and falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand." And another question, a sixth question you can ask yourself as to whether or not this teaching is valid or that voice in your head is the Lord and not just you: is it convicting rather than condemning? We know from Romans 8:1, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if the words that are going forth are bringing condemnation over and over again, guilt, pressure, it might not be from the Lord. And finally, do I sense God's peace? For God is not the God or author of confusion, but he's the author of peace. So that's just a quick seven questions we can ask ourselves. But John's writings extend far beyond that as we get into chapter 4. We're going to go ahead and read verses 1 through 6 with what little time we have left. And we'll probably spend the next two or three messages breaking down those six verses. So let's go ahead and take a look. And these words apply to the life of every believer. And they are a challenge. And it is our responsibility to study truth, to recognize truth, and most importantly, to cling and obey to that truth. Look at verses 1 through 6, chapter 4, the book of 1 John. "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." And that's what we just did. We had a short seven-question test of the spirits. He says, "Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how we know you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." Well, that's verses 1 through 6, and like I said, we're going to spend the next few teachings, so join me again here at this radio station at 8:30 in the morning, WMCH, 1260 AM, or just if you're in the waiting room, sit tight. The next message will be coming on in just a moment. And again, these messages will play on a loop throughout the whole week right here in the parking lot. Just come into the parking lot area, tuned to 107.1 FM any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 107.1 FM, and you can hear a word message coming from that radio station. We would also like to invite you out to Abundant Life Fellowship Sunday nights at 6 p.m. That's when I preach. And I preach verse by verse there on Sunday nights at 6. You can find us at 415 Old Union Road in Church Hill. We're over there by the swimming pool. And I thank you for coming to the Wash and Word. You know, your support of this business by just allowing us to work, to earn the money, to support the ministry, that's how you support this ministry. And if you believe that the verse-by-verse Bible teaching should continue to go forth in this unorthodox way, we just ask you to just keep coming back to the Wash and Word. Tell others about us. And we hope to see you there. We look forward to serving your car washing needs and getting out the word of God. Have a blessed day.